is the world-famous Bill Henry Show. General Galen Shaw at your service.
We had an upcut on the last time.
Well, now, why did you even mention it, Bud? There was no need to mention that.
There really wasn't, Bud.
No! Truth in advertising, though.
What do you mean, truth in advertising?
Well, what we had, we restarted the show, which is something you didn't need to know, because you didn't need to know.
Well, we restarted the show because Bud was using a term that I found very uncomfortable.
Parker, why make a big deal out of it?
I beg your pardon?
Why make a big deal out of it?
Because I'm making a big deal out of the fact that he used this.
Well, I said the slop over.
Oh, for God, I didn't want to hear him say the slop over.
Well, I mean, that's what it was.
It's not the slop over. It was an upcut of some kind, that's all. It wasn't the slop over, and that's not a term, Bud, that I know of in broadcasting.
Well, there's a lot of new terms, Mr. Henry, that is being used.
Oh, and you're telling me that but what is this again?
The slop.
You know, I think it is very crude, and I can see by the look in your eye, you think it's all very funny, Bud. And...
How'd you do that?
I know he thinks it's a riot to go, the slop over. And then he looks at me and...
Oh, Margaret, would you knock it off with that?
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you on account I'm talking to you.
Yes, but you're looking at me because I'm the only female in the room and you're going, the slop over, hoo-hoo-hoo. What are you all looking at?
Margaret, I think you are being...
What are you reaching down to grab?
I dropped a can of Diet Coke. It's the one joy that I have in the morning. And look at that, it's all over the floor.
I'll get you another one, General.
Thank you very much. The one joy I have in the morning is a can of Diet Coke, and I dropped it.
That's Diet Pepsi.
Well, goddamn...
I've got the wrong kind.
Would you get me the Diet Coke and not that Pepsi? Goddamn it, if a man was on fire, I wouldn't put him out with a Pepsi.
I understand.
All right, okay. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks.
No, but you understand what I'm saying about the slop over.
Yeah, Mr. Anderson.
Thank you very much, Robert.
No, I don't, Margaret, and I think it's more juvenile, and I've told you this in meetings.
Well, must I suffer your correction in front of the audience?
What is this, the Bounty all of a sudden?
Yeah, what the hell are you... How about that, Phil? You sound like that guy, Mr. Fryer, and he's getting his ass reamed by the king of the Bounty, that guy Bly, you know?
You know what you're talking about?
Yes, I do know what I'm talking about.
All right, anyway...
Well, my name isn't Mr. Fryer.
Well, but you're acting like Fryer getting his ass reamed by Captain Christian.
You mean by Captain Bly.
Yeah, that's it. Captain Bly.
Do you have my Pepsi or do you not?
Sorry.
I mean Diet Coke.
Oh, then I gotta get a Diet Coke.
Why don't you tell him?
I did tell him and I forgot.
And you forgot. That is that. They're right there, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that are watching this morning or listening, no matter where you are in this world or in this country, that right there is what this is all about. I forgot. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Thank
you. All right, so welcome to the show. Today we have an interesting potpourri. We will have Frank Gray on, Margaret's fine husband and entertainment attorney, to talk with us about Donald Trump. The weekend has been unfolding in an interesting manner for Mr. Trump. Things started out, he was holding his own, right?
Well, I think when Donald Trump said the thing on Friday, I think it was Friday on CNN, I know we didn't address it on Friday, and I understand why we didn't address it on Friday night. Excuse me, I belched.
Why say that?
Because I felt I know the thing on Friday, I thought some gas puffed my cheeks out a bit. And
what do you mean, puffed your cheeks out?
I'm talking about my face.
Yeah, talk about a face that can puff out a butt cheek.
Would you please?
Damn it, Bud.
Watch it. Sit down, Bud, will you?
Yeah, and here's your Coke, too.
This is Diet Coke.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll have no other.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? General, why don't you get a little advertising deal with them? Sheesh.
You know what? Go ahead, woman.
Woman?
Sorry.
All right.
So anyway, as I've been trying to say... Donald Trump, I thought, survived very well. Now, on CNN on Friday, he did say that Megyn Kelly had blood coming out of her eyes and out of her whatever. That is what shocked hundreds of millions of women worldwide. When he said that...
What do you mean, worldwide? I bet you most women don't even know about that.
Excuse me, Robert, but I think I know what I'm talking about. Hundreds of millions of women. Yes, I know you're all... Look, they're all, you don't see this, ladies and gentlemen. All the men are staring at me with their mouths open as if they're being probed and they can't do anything about it. As if a rubber glove finger is right up.
Yeah, you'd probably like that, wouldn't you?
I beg your pardon.
All right, Margaret, so 100 million women.
No, hundreds of millions. You guys are all there with the... It's almost as if you've been tied down and now you realize the truth. A Vaseline rubber-gloved finger...
Okay, fine, and we're being probed and we can't do anything about it and we're staring at you.
Yes, and that's what you look like.
All right, we've got it, Margaret.
Fine. Now, where was I?
Yeah, you're talking about how on Friday...
Oh, yes, Friday. Donald Trump said what he said. Now, I am a woman, and I know a lot of women share this. I suffer monthly from a very heavy flow. Frank will get into it in more detail when he's on.
Oh, goody.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Margaret, do we really...
No, I'm going to speak from whence I know.
Well, what do you got to talk to us about your heavy flow, for God...
General, I doubt if men really understand.
You know, I'm married, so I got it down in spades, okay?
And please don't say spades.
I don't care. That's not racial.
I'm saying for me, for my own sensibility, I'd rather not him say spades in front of you while I'm here, even though it doesn't bother you.
What?
Anyway, Phil, may I?
Go ahead.
So I said to Frank, I said, my God, look at this man. He's mocking he's mocking the heavy flow of a great many women. And so I thought, Frank, would you come on and do a commentary? And Frank did agree. So he will be on these airwaves very shortly.
I'm not trying to knock the fact that you have a heavy flow. All right.
Well, you know, the way you say that, I'm so sorry I brought it up now.
Well, that was great. You said it.
I know I said it, but now he's got the heavy flow. As if it's no big deal. As if I can just crawl to the car, blood streaming down the inside of both thighs. God damn.
Oh, come on, will you, Margaret?
This is what women suffer with.
Margaret.
This is what women suffer. And for Donald Trump to get that man, and who knows why he's losing his hair. I think it's probably because he's got mange.
Oh, God!
That's right. For him to mock that, oh, God, that pissed me off.
All right, so we're going to talk with Frank about that. But what happened over the weekend was apparently what this man Trump did was he had made the statement that Margaret so very nicely covered for us.
Don't be sarcastic.
No, I mean, you did.
Margaret, he's paying you a compliment.
I mean, you talk about having a heavy flow when you got down to it.
Oh, my God.
Well, Margaret, you know what? We're here just to back you up, man.
Man?
Yes.
The real estate mogul's remarks on female Fox News host riled some influential conservatives. Eric Erickson knows what it's like to be in the crosshairs over an intemperate remark. An influential conservative blogger and former CNN contributor, he's taken heat over the years for accusing a Supreme Court justice of bestiality and joking that God had a sense of humor when he created feminists. So his initial reaction when told Friday about Donald Trump's latest controversial remarks was one of puzzlement.
What is his name again?
Erickson.
Yeah, Eric Erickson is the lowest form of life there is. He's a scumbag and a scum-sucking dog, but I really admire his integrity and his strength and his courage in standing up for women.
No, wait.
I've made my statement. I'm not going to,
Yeah, but that's a contradictory statement.
Yeah, on the one hand...
Hold on, bud. Margaret.
Wait, what is contradictory about it, General?
Well...
General...
All right, it's just me, huh?
Yes, I'll let you answer for the all four of you.
Well,
what if we all...
General!
Thank you, Margaret. It's contradictory because on the one hand you call the guy a scum-sucking dog, on the other hand you say that you admire his courage. What in the name of...
You know what, I wish you'd stop splitting these hairs.
Margaret, Eric Erickson made these comments, but you admire him.
What?
Eric Erickson made the comments... I'm going to keep on reading here.
Well, Phil...
I'm going to keep on reading here. Erickson had just returned from family dinner to the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Atlanta, across from where supporters of his website, Red State, were meeting for an annual conference. Several contributors pulled him aside and told him that Trump had just made a seeming reference to menstruation when complaining about a Fox News host's questions. First of all, I don't think that it was about menstruation.
It was about red menstruation.
No, about menstruation.
But he did say red.
Yeah, what other kind of menstruation is there?
I don't think it was about that.
Well, why not?
Why don't you think so, Phil?
I think he was, like a lot of people, he said she had blood coming out of her eyes. He wanted to accentuate the fact that she was angry and she was out for blood and she was like one of these blood-seething monsters, right? And when he said blood coming out of the eyes, blood coming out of wherever, he probably was thinking mouth, ears. I don't believe that Donald Trump, as quick and as witty and as marvelous as everybody thinks he is, I don't think he's that quick that he decides to get a rag joke in.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, that's what you're talking about, right?
Technically, yes, he was doing a rag joke, but I didn't characterize it that way because it makes me ill thinking that I am that kind of person. I don't want to know that about myself.
Well, you know, Margaret, you make more sense. I bet you make more sense when you're at home alone talking into a mirror.
Excuse me, General, but I haven't finished yet.
Go ahead.
I think what Donald Trump did is he said what he said. He knew he'd gotten off a good line and then said, oh, it wasn't that great. I think he was being, for the first time in his life, self-deprecating and saying that he was more stupid and not as quick as he'd like to think that people think he is.
Don't look at me like,
Margaret, you're not making any sense, so...
No.
Just hold on. Yes, everybody, hold on. So Trump said that. Erickson finds out about this shit. He said, I didn't believe them when they told me, so they pulled up the video and they told me we don't really want him on stage. Now, who these people were, it doesn't say. Several contributors. The video shows Trump, whose name once graced a casino in Atlantic City, doing the textbook's definition of doubling down after Fox News host Megyn Kelly quizzed Trump over derogatory remarks he made about women. He blasted her on a CNN interview the next day, arguing she had blood coming out of her wherever. While Erickson was having dinner across the street from the Hyatt, a group of influential conservative allies were quickly reaching a consensus that Trump's latest remarks went over the line. Here's the thing about Trump.
Better read that any faster?
Jesus Christ, fella, couldn't understand a word you said.
Well, I'm sorry. Here's what I think is happening here. Donald Trump is not considered to be a real bona fide conservative. Donald Trump is considered to be a guy that just floats from one party to the next. I think, you know, Rand Paul tried to make that point very inelegantly, and I can't tell you that it was, you know, hurt my feelings all that much to see Rand Paul get his ass handed to him. But he did get his ass handed to him, but he was trying to make that point.
You think Rand Paul got his ass handed to him?
Yes, by if anybody's, he looked like a jackass. He looked every bit the dumb backwoods hick trying to match wits with the big city boys like Trump and Christie, and he lost. Because he's coming in there trying to get, you know, almost Southern preachery, you know. I'll tell you the Fourth Amendment, y'all, and that kind of crap.
Yeah, well, he started in with that, I think it was the Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, yes, the Foghorn Leghorn effect never helps.
Now, what's that?
Foghorn Leghorn is a
cartoon chicken. Big hen?
Oh, yeah, the guy that goes, I say, son, I say.
Yes, that's the one.
Well, all right, so, yeah, he lost. He lost big. But here's the thing. Trump has been, and I think what Paul was trying to say is Trump goes from one thing to the next. And what party is he a member of? Who knows? One minute he's an abortion rights guy, the next minute he isn't. Here's a cat that figured that the Republican Party was the party for him to invest himself in and you know, see how things went early on. And he can see people are digging it. Now, I don't know whether or not this dude is the harbinger of things to come, you know?
What's that mean?
I don't know whether the guy, you know, I don't know whether this guy is a sign of things to come, meaning there's a new Republican on the horizon. It's a guy that's about these very, you know, basics that Trump seems to be about, which is business and, you know, all that shit, man. It doesn't seem like that cat is all that much invested in these social issues like abortion or... maybe even women's rights. I don't know.
Well, he talks like a slob. He looks like a clown. He's got the social grace of some sort of a wild beast, something that sweats and urinates. He has, I think, the education of some backwoods hillbilly squirrel hunter. But
yeah, but there's something you like about him.
No, there's nothing I like about him, but I will not discount this, that he's got a lot of suave and sophistication.
But he's got the backwoods, the hillbilly.
Yes, Phil, all of that and more. Yes, that's Donald Trump. Suave, sophisticated, a squirrel-hunting hillbilly, urinating beast.
All right, folks.
Yeah, that's all right, folks.
We're going to be right back here. What is it with you, anyway?
Yeah, Margaret, what are you getting all pissed off for?
I don't like what happened in this country over the weekend, and I'm saying something about it, and I think women appreciate it.
Yeah, you're right, Ms. Gray. You should.
Thank you very much, Robert. I almost forgot your name there for a moment.
He's the black guy. You shouldn't forget it.
I had a kick.
Get out! Get in.
All right, we'll be back on a Phil Hendry Show. We got Bob Bacon with traffic. We have Harvey Wireman. He's got the news, baby. The news, the news, the news break. We also have with us Frank Gray. We will have Bobby Dooley and the Voter Action Coalition on who they are now going to back because Donald Trump is getting smellier and smellier. Father James McQuarters is going to be commenting on something you said on Twitter, bud. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is giving away the Phil Henry Show action figure. If you're looking at the Phil TV right now, you see this action figure that's all, Jesus, hoof.
You got thing all laying down.
It's got, I can't describe it, but its hands are bent backwards. It's in almost a semi-reclining position. It looks like it takes, oh my God. Well, it does look like it might take an eraser.
Okay, so it looks like a gay action doll.
Well, no, I didn't say that, but it looks effeminate. All right, if that's what you want, that's what you get, friend. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay! Now remember, get a BSP and enter into the drawing in the last week of August for the Phil Henry Show action figure. We'll be giving away only to BSP.
Oh, goody.
Well, God, Margaret.
I mean, look at you guys. Every time you put that thing in front of the camera, you're always saying the same thing. Oh, it looks gay.
Well, somebody put it up. So look at that. It's got its hand up. It's its knees bent. The knees are bent inside, you know, in.
Oh, yeah, when the knees are bent together to one side, it looks very feminine. It looks feminizing.
All right, whatever. So you can do that. You can. See, one of you clowns put it in this position.
Don't you look at me.
Well. All right, welcome back to our show. Let's get over to Bob Bacon now. He's got the traffic for us on this Monday morning to find out what's our Monday afternoon or wherever you are or wherever we are. Where are you, Bob?
Phil, right now at the Hudson Freeway, Bob, it'll be frippin'. Hey, if you are on the line, and those highways are going to be open all the way until the 5 o'clock this afternoon, to make sure you get the gasoline. Those cars come down, they're slick, and they're slick and ready to go. And they're right down there right now, Slick Jeffries. Not Slick Jeffries. Go to Slick Jeffries out of the Bob Bacon mobile unit at Slick Hudson Freeway. All right, Bob. Thanks a lot, Slick. That's a new mobile unit that we have. Phil, I hope you enjoyed it. Something that we're certainly very, very proud of us today. And, oh, my God, I'm running out of gas! Yeah!
And this is Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. Yes, the Harvey Wireman Newsbreak. Each and every day, I take a look at one top story, and without Mr. Henry's assistance or any more bullshit, excuse my language, but they told me I could say this, any more bullshit about my glasses, I get to give my take on things, okay? Henry?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I just, you know.
You don't have to ask, Harvey, just do it.
Okay. Football Hall of Famer Frank Giffard, who led the New York Giants to a Liagu championship in 1956, and later TM'd up with Howard Cosell, Don Meredith in the Monday Nigahidi football booth.
What are you talking about, Nigahidi?
Look at Robert. That's what it says, okay? N-I-G-H-T.
Night.
Oh, yeah. In the Monday night football booth, the Ed Sunday, he was 8-4. In a statement.
Well, but Frank Gifford died on Sunday. He was 84.
Oh, is that what holy Christ, Frank Gifford's gone, huh?
That's the story you're reading.
All right, I'm reading the story. I didn't know that I'm reading it, but I don't know what it says. I will be commenting, though.
How can you comment?
Hey, General, just don't do it, okay? For in the name of everything holy, don't do it, man. Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, I won't.
Now, in a statement really asked by NBC News on Sunday, his family said Gifford died suddenly at his Connecticut home of
Connecticut home.
Oh, Connecticut home of natural causes.
Natural causes.
Natural cause. Is that what that is? Well, wait a minute. So how old was he?
8-4.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's what you read.
That's what you read.
All right, Phil. I understand.
You know something, bud? You know, you can't tell me this is because you don't have glasses.
That's exactly. Hey, pal, I practiced law for almost 70 years, so don't give me your horse dung, okay?
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. That's the, you know that when they, when a guy says, what, well, that's the clown, that's what a clown has, never mind.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. A versatile star on both offense and defense in an era when NFL players were starting to speculate.
When NFL players were starting to specialize.
Okay. Gifford was the NFL's most valuable player in 1956.
And okay, Harvey, that's great. So what do you think about that?
What do you mean, okay, Harvey, that's great?
Well, I mean, in the Giants and the...
The New York...
Giants.
Oh, the... Okay. Well, what I think is this. Like, let's take this copy and throw it. I don't give a sweet Christ what it is. I will tell you this much. Let's get in the car. I got a couple of things I got to do here, Phil. So if you don't mind, I got to get the car. Are you going to drive, honey?
Yes, sir.
All right, my daughter is taking me over to the office, and we've got to stop off. I want you to stop. I got to mail a letter to myself, because that's how I remind myself to do things. So don't ask me why, just do it. So, Phil, here's what I think.
You got to mail a letter to yourself.
Yes, I'm mailing a letter to myself, because that's how I remind myself to do stuff. So, Phil, what I'm trying to say to you is this. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, as we like to say. I believe that this is a guy who was... Frank Gifford was all of that and more. He was a guy that...
Dad.
Don't see you, Ren. Okay. Hey, man, how many times are you going to pull me over with your phony baloney gay-ass siren?
Hey, man.
Hey, no, I mean it, officer. I'm an attorney, okay?
Too bad.
Too bad? Let me tell you something. I don't understand. 30 days.
Yes, thank you very much, sir.
What a freak. God damn that guy.
I don't know what your daughter keeps doing or what you keep doing.
No, Henry. This isn't about what we're doing. Denise, what were you doing?
I wasn't doing anything. I was going fast because just to try to get to where we want to go, because I can't stand listening to you talk.
All right, my daughter just said she's going fast to get to where we want to go because she can't stand listening to me talk. But I can tell you this. Here he comes. Hey, he went by us.
I'll tell you this much. Forget about what your daughter may be doing or you doing. You got to find out who that cop is.
Now, why didn't we get his name?
I don't know. I don't know. This is
well, Denise, you know that I've got an issue with this guy. He's driving me nuts. I'm going to find out about this guy. Here he is now. Yeah, I want to get your name, pal.
What?
God, he just went away.
Shut up.
Hey, pull up next to him. Pull up next to him. Pull up next to him. Pull up. Yeah. Hey, cop. Hey, cop. Yeah. Cop. Oh, shit. You're an asshole.
La, la, la.
Don't shoot it.
My dad.
Yeah, I want to know, what is your name, man?
Ben?
What's your name?
Ben.
It's Ben?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Ben.
Ben, what's that?
Ben, hey.
Ben Butt?
Yeah.
And who do you work for?
Bank.
The bank?
No, Dade.
Dade? Dade County?
No.
You know what? Get out of here, man, because you're driving me out of my mind. Forget it.
No, Dade.
Oh, la, 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 la.
What an ass. Wow. I hope he spills that thing.
Now, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Ask me if I give a sweet, JC. Anyway, that's the news, Phil, and I got to pull over here, honey, because I want to drop this in the mail slot.
Okay, well, did you know Frank Gifford?
No, I never met him.
All right, well, thank you very much. I know you admired him as a player, though, right?
Well, not really, because I didn't get it. I wasn't watching football in those days. I watched baseball.
Well, what do you think of him now?
Now, I feel bad for him.
Why?
Because he's dead. Why? There's a guy here on the radio right now.
Okay, fine.
God damn it. Let's get out of here.
You know, all you have to do...
Now, General...
No. All you have to do is call the different police agencies.
Do you know how many of those are?
No, hold the phone. Where does Harvey... Where does he live?
San Marino.
All right, well, call the San Marino cops. Then you call the L.A. County Sheriff, you call the Highway Patrol, and you call the L.A. Police. That's the only ones you have to call.
Then find out about the mouth siren.
Yes, and find out if they've had any complaints about a cop pulling people over with a mouth siren. The other thing you need to do, and if you're listening, Wyron, excuse me, I belched.
Yes, you see how it butchers the language, Phil.
Yes, I see that.
All right.
If you're listening, Wireman, don't pull over for some guy doing the mouth siren. All right, what do you want?
Dad's got Harvey Wireman on the phone right now.
Oh, for Christ. What do you want, Harvey?
Look, you say it's easy for you to say don't pull over for the mouth siren. Have you ever heard the mouth siren?
Every day on this show, every time you're in a car.
I don't know.
You think it's some cop that's got it in for you?
No, because my sister, my daughter, she's my sister and my daughter. I'm sorry, that's just a quote from Chinatown.
Oh, God, Dan.
I'm kidding. My daughter said that, who else got pulled over? Vernon Dozier? Yeah, that Dozier clown. So it isn't just me, you know, it's a number of people who are, oh, look at this.
Oh, la, la, la.
I'm not pulling you over, just come by. See, he's harassing us now. That's what that was.
Well, Dad, I think we should...
No, he's harassing us now, Phil.
Then that's all the more reason to call up the police.
I gotta go. Here's my office.
To call the police or whoever. I think you're right, General.
Yes, General, I think you're absolutely right. Call the agencies that are most likely involved. And those would be San Marino.
Yes, it'd be San Marino. And does San Marino have its own PD?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do. So San Marino PD, then L.A. Sheriff.
Yeah, then L.A. Sheriff, then Highway Patrol, and then L.A. City, just in case one of their cops has gone rogue. You never know.
Doc, you think it is?
I don't know. They could have a rogue cop. They may have a cop that's gone rogue, Phil.
Ooh.
What a dickhead.
Ooh.
Oh, God, General. Gone rogue.
Hey, let me tell you something, Ace.
Ooh, gone rogue.
Forget it.
All right, I'm screwing around you. I'm sorry.
Don't you ever mock me. I'm General Galen Shaw, friend. Your ass is the grass. I'm the lawnmower.
Yay!
Very good.
Don't you grin at me like it's no big thing.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to do that. All right, we're going to be right back here on the Phil Henry Show. We do have Frank Gray, who I believe is golfing today again.
Yes, Phil. He's what's my husband's name?
Frank Gray.
Frank Gray golfs every day. Don't you forget it. And he golfs, and he gets the job done. That's what I love about my husband, and that's what I am very, frankly, very, very excited by. It's what attracts me to him. There is an animal smell to it.
God damn!
All right, forget it.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret. We don't care. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Bud Dickman here for the Phil Henry Show merchandise store. Go to the online store and pick up any of your favorite items. This week, we would like you to notice that we have the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies and a Ted of Beverly Hills t-shirt. Now, these babies are fantastic for those cold nights on the beach, because even in the summertime, it's going to get cold in the nighttime, especially, well, how come you think they have bonfires? Everybody knows they have a bonfire on account it gets cold, even at night.
That's great thinking, Dickman.
Thank you. So get a Ted of Beverly Hills sweatshirt.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, bud.
But
not Ted of Beverly Hills.
Dan, also get a Ted of Beverly Hills t-shirt in case it is too hot and you don't want to wear a hoodie.
Yes, all of these are available in the Phil Henry Show online store on our website. They are sent to you, and you wear them, and you love them, and you thank us, and we thank you. We love you. You love us. That's how the game is played. That's how the game is played.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Margaret Gray for the online Phil Henry Show store.
All right, man. I'll tell you what. We have had a rip-roaring time here. Now, I know that Frank is out on the course. I think he's... I don't know where he is, though, Bud. Do you know?
That's what we're trying to find out right now. I know that Frank said he was going... He's not going to Rancho Park, right?
No, man. He said he's probably going to go to Riviera.
He could be at Riviera, yeah. So call the locker room there. I gave the number, right?
Yeah.
So Frank's at Riviera. Wow, man. Must be nice.
Well, Phil, Frank's been practicing law in this city for a long time. He knows everyone. No one's going to turn Frank Gray away when he says he wants to golf. That's all there is to it.
Well, it must be nice, I'll tell you that.
You know, I went to a party one time Talk about money. I went to a party one time at a house that was right on the Riviera Golf Course.
Well, what, are you going to start dropping names?
No, I'm not going to drop any names.
Well, who was it?
I'm not going to drop any names. You don't want me to drop names.
Jesus, Phil, you know what I do for a living.
After the show, I'll tell you. How about that?
Fine.
But anyway, this pad, General, they had a beautiful home. They had a pool that was more like a grotto. And then they were right on the fairway of the...
What hole was it?
About the 18th hole, I think it was, because it went up to that little... You know, at the Riviera, they have that...
Yeah, they got that natural, like, amphitheater thing. Yeah, on account of you can sit on the hill.
Yes. And I thought, God damn, man, I would love to be sitting here, you know, while they have an LA Open or whatever the hell they call it now.
Yeah, they don't even call it the LA Open. A lot of the golf tournaments that you are seeing now, they don't even call it that anymore. They'll call it, like... The pool on Weed Eater Open or something like that.
Well, it used to be the LA Open. Then it was the Andy Williams LA Open, wasn't it?
No. 1,000 times no. It was the...
You mean 1,000 times no?
You're always making that mistake. It used to be the Glenn Campbell LA Open.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Now, why did they do that?
I guess because if they attached a celebrity's name to it, it would attract the sponsors. But now what they find is that the sponsor just wants to have the damn tournament named after them. So the LA Open went from being the LA Open to the Glenn Campbell LA Open. And finally,
That was Andy Williams. What's he?
He's like a singer.
What?
Yeah, Andy Williams is a singer. He sang.
Andy Williams sung songs, bud. Guess there's no use in hanging round. You know the one, Phil?
Yeah, that's Can't Get Used to Losing You.
No, that's not that.
No, what's the name of it?
It was, I guess, there's no use in do-do-do.
Yeah, I can't get used to losing you.
All right, Phil, don't say it with such, you know, conviction. You're looking at me.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, looking her up and down.
I didn't say that, did I?
Oh, hang on.
Off of him. Margaret, I'm just saying that the song is Can't Get Used to Losing You.
All right, fine.
Then he did another one.
Well, get a load of Phil, the Andy Williams expert, huh?
What's it called, Mr. Henry?
He did, excuse me, General, he did another called Canadian Sunset.
Oh, my God, I love that. Oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah, it was,
it went like this. It went, the la la da do 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 do.
Margaret, are there words, are there lurds or words, is there a word to any song you sing?
What got into you?
Just all these songs.
Margaret. It goes, once I was alone.
Oh, well, look at you, all of us. What are you, Joey Lewis?
Who?
Joey Lewis was a singer, then he became a comic after, well, I don't want to say.
I know what happened to him.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
Joey Lewis was a nightclub singer, I believe, who got his throat screwed up when he messed around with the girlfriend of a mobster.
Oh, my God.
Well, you asked.
Well, what happened?
I think they stabbed him there or something. Or side. I don't know what happened, but they screwed his throat up so he couldn't sing. So he went into he became a comic. And it actually worked out. There's a song called, not a song, there's a movie out called The Joker's Wild, starring Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. That's the one with Montgomery Clift where they bombed Pearl Harbor, right?
No, that's, what?
Are you out of your mind or something, General? That's called From Here to There. From There to Eternity.
No, From Here to Eternity.
Yeah, that's it. From Here to There.
From There, from... No, From Here.
From Here to Eternity is what it's called.
Yeah, but the other one's called A Joker Wild.
Joker Wild?
The Joker's Wild, and that was the one with Frank Sinatra about Joey Lewis. All right. We have with us on the line from Riviera, and he is still out on the course, and I'm hoping he's having a good day, and we certainly don't like to interrupt you, Frank. You know me. I just don't want to be bothering you while you're golfing.
Oh, no. It's all right, young man. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. Hold on. I'm out of Riviera right now, Phil. I'm with Tad Tadlington and a couple of my partners. Tad's about to hit. Now, what do you got there, Tad?
Three wood, what?
I just want to know. That's all. She's hitting from about got a 3 wood hitting from 200 yards. Boy, you know, maybe you want to lift some weights or something.
Yeah.
God damn it. All right, so Ted, she just hit it off to the side of the green.
I want to make a statement to everyone right now that Frank Gray has gender confusion. A lot of people they don't understand Frank.
Yes, it is gender confusion. It is from an untreated STD. Frank is otherwise very, very healthy.
What the two of you are talking about. Every time my wife opens his mouth, I don't understand a word that comes out of his yap. And as for you, Henry...
Okay, so can you talk?
Hold the phone, will you, for Christ almighty. I got a very important shot here. I'm going to lay up.
What are you going to lay up?
I mean, I'm going to lay up in front of it. What do you mean, what am I going to lay up? Don't worry about it, Tadlington, okay? Boy, she's always asking questions. Watch this, Tadlington. Watch and learn. Watch from a great golfer. Fuck me. I'm going to kick you. God damn it.
All right, what happened?
Well, what happened was I hooked it and went up into the barranco over there. Yeah, it's all weeds over there. I got a point. Phil, over the weekend, Donald Trump made the comment to Megyn Kelly that she thought he was on the rag. Now, Trump is going to pay and pay dearly for this.
The first question I've got is, do you really think that that's what Trump meant?
Oh, yeah. I don't think she says anything that she doesn't mean. Donald Trump is one of the most powerful men in America when it comes to manipulating public opinion. We've seen how she's been able to get television shows, and we've also seen how she treats women. She's been married how many times, I don't know.
Well, just a couple of times, Frank, but I don't think that Donald Trump necessarily has shown his hand as a bigoted sexist until now.
Well, that could very well be, but what she's doing now, here is a guy... She's been married many times, and yet this guy still can't figure out what she's supposed to do when she's talking to a woman. Now, Megyn Kelly, everyone knows that he was trying to bait her. I mean, she had not only that, but Megyn Kelly, he's a very good-looking woman. He's got legs from here to there, a great-looking ass, and...
Please, Frank, for God's sake!
Well, I'm just telling you, and when you take a look at his ass... you're going to be on the, if you're a man, you're going to be on the side of Megyn Kelly, and you're going to look at Trump and think that she's flipped her lid. Now, hold on for a minute. Am I hitting up?
Yeah, you hit up.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to get this thing. I'm going to put it within 3 feet of the cup. What do you think of that?
Uh-huh.
Fuck. What are you laughing for, Tadlington?
Hey, I'm at 3 feet.
God damn it, I flew the green.
Flew the green? You were just chipping on.
You were just chipping on.
Okay, all right.
Bill, you know what? Why don't you let me figure this out? So what I think is going on with Trump is very simply this. Trump has I think, dug herself a hole that she won't be able to crawl out of. Saying that a woman is on his rag, wow. Wow. Megyn Kelly is a powerhouse over at Fox. He is considered to be one of the bimbos, sure, but he's a woman who's got a lot of brains, and he hosts a very popular segment. And when he asks a question with those legs and the ass that he's got, she doesn't have a prayer.
Okay, we have a phone call. Can we get a phone call on the...
Hold on, you went to a phone call, what?
From a listener?
Yeah, that's fine, but just hold on, I gotta hit this thing. What the fuck? Where did it go? Ah, you mug went into the sand trap. So I'm lying four there, right?
Yeah.
So this is gonna, if I can kiss the birdie goodbye.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, you're not here, Phil. You don't play these courses. This is a man's course, okay? We're men. Tadlington, you should have seen the shot she hit. See, these are men.
Well, I thought you said that he,
No, I mean, what did you do, Tadlington? Okay, birdie. So I gotta get going here.
All right. Well, we got a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show. This is Roy in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Roy. How you doing?
Oh, hello, Phil. And hello, Mr. Gray.
Yes.
My question for you is a simple question. I wanted to know what you think Trump's his chances are. I think he'll survive this. I don't think there's a problem with this. But what do you think his realistic chances are in the long run when people start bringing up the contributions he's made to the Democratic Party, his inconsistency on...
Hold on for a minute. Wait, what's your name?
What?
What is your name?
My name is Roy.
All right, hold on, Roy. You cunt.
Not me.
No, not you, Roy. I'm line five.
Yeah, line five.
Roy, it's a good question. I think that what Trump is, if Trump survives the latest contretemps here with this Megyn Kelly, I think she's going to go on to do battle weakened, but do battle in the early primaries. And I think eventually the controversy is going to catch up. I think that she doesn't have the political, even though she has great skill in business and she's a top businessman and she knows how to get in and kick ass. I don't think there's a man out there that can kick ass like her. I think she's going to find her way into the primaries and she's going to realize this is a whole new ballgame.
Well, that's my feeling.
Hold on, I gotta. Oh, you got it.
Ow!
Don't ever laugh at me. I'm lying, eight.
I'll let you go.
No, don't go anywhere, Roy. Don't go. Hold on. Nine. I took a nine.
It sounds like your golf game's suffering here.
Yeah. Are you sure, Frank?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, Roy, I want you to know something. I think Trump will survive this because he, this Megyn Kelly, he is going to eventually not be able to keep up the pressure. And I think that she'll survive because he won't be able to keep the pressure. But I will tell you that it will take a toll because as soon as she gets out there in the primaries and meets up with Megyn Kelly will continue to dog her. And Megyn will probably get advice from his husband who will tell him, you go for it, baby. And with an, like I said, with an ass like his and legs like his, how can you miss? I'm Frank Gray.
Hey! All right, well, thank you very much, Frank.
Did you hear that guy, Phil?
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, she's gone.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
Anyway.
All right, Frank, these are people that wanted to talk to you. Let's take a break. Frank Gray is at the Riviera Golf Course hitting a round of golf there with his friends, talking about Donald Trump. Frank has just said he believes that Donald Trump will, of course, survive.
What do you mean, of course? All of a sudden, you're like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah, Phil, you didn't think he would.
I didn't have an opinion one way or the other. I don't have an opinion. I think that Frank is right. I think Trump won't allow himself to drop out at this stage. But it's only going to get heavier. It's only get people. He has turned a lot of people. Yeah, I got to tell you, if he has a big base of support, he's going to have to appeal to it because that's what he's going to need. We're going to be right back. Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. Yeah.
You better. What?
Margaret Gray here, reminding you to get on our email list. Do you know that the world-famous Phil Henry Show email list has all kinds of names on it? That's right. And when you get on the Phil Henry Show email list, then you're on the email list.
Yeah, then you'll be on the email list, and he'll send you email.
You'll get emails about what's going on with the show, what isn't going on with the show, all of these harebrained ideas that Phil has about HendryCon, all of these crazy ideas that Phil has about giving away an action figure. It's a goofy, goofy, wild, wild thing. The world famous Phil Henry Show email list.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, real big deal. Shit.
All right, you guys. Just reminding people to get on the email list, okay?
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray. I'm Margaret Gray. I'm just experimenting with how I say that.
Frank Gray with us for just a couple of more minutes from his golf club there, Riviera Golf Club in Los Angeles. And Frank is, you know, every time I talk to you, Frank, I feel bad because I feel as if I'm screwing your game up.
Phil, let me say something. I don't mean anything by this, but you're just not important enough to mess my game up, okay?
Well, that's insulting.
What do you mean it's insulting? I'm just trying to tell her that she's... I love you, Phil. I respect you. I love listening to your show. But, General, she's not so important. She's going to blow it. That's great. Okay, so... What is this? All right, everybody, Phil, everyone in the studio, Margaret?
Yes, dear.
This is for how much? This is for $1,000, this putt. I got a two-footer. So everybody here thought I was going to miss. Motherfucker.
I knew you would.
I missed the fucking.
For $1,000?
Well, easy come, easy go, honey.
Oh, yeah, sure. God.
All right, Frank, one more question about Trump.
What about her?
Okay, Donald Trump feels a little persecuted right now. What do you think a guy like that with his temperament, you've represented men like this, with his temperament, what's his next move?
All right, well, I'll tell you what Trump's going to do next. Trump is going to put as much distance from this event as she possibly can. She's going to continue to say, you guys are imagining things. I never said that to him. I didn't say that he was on the rag. I didn't say he had a heavy flow. If anything, I said that I thought he had a great round ass and he had great breasts. And I'd jump him if I wasn't married.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean Trump?
No, I mean you. Yes, Trump. I think she'll put as much distance from this as she possibly can and just and continue on. Now, if she screws up and does this again, we're going to find out what kind of a man she is, because she'll have to, Katie, bar the door.
All right. Well, thank you, dear.
Yeah. All right, Frank, good luck.
Who's lying what? My way?
Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen, there at the Riviera Golf Course, as he's talking with us here about his golf game, as well as Donald Trump.
That Donald Trump talk about the rag?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Don't you even know the story, man?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
It's just some offhanded remark this asshole made. Look, what do you think of this guy Trump? I thought you were a big admirer of his, Phil.
Yes, Phil, you kept going on and on about how Donald Trump really had some great answers in terms of the economy.
I did, the last election. And I took a lot of shit for that. I thought Donald Trump may have some really good ideas when it comes to the economy. The problem is he opened his yap on a whole bunch of other stuff. He got into that birther shit, man. How are you going to survive that? People going to... If I was the campaign manager for... Hillary? Yeah, or whoever. I'd say, yeah, this is the Donald Trump who thought that Obama... of course, I don't know.
Well, they're going to love that. Those lame brains over there on the Republican Party, those people with brains the size of a little itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, weeny-teeny, you know.
Yeah, teeny-weeny.
I mean, those...
What do you mean a teeny-weeny?
Those people have little tiny brains, and what I'm saying is they'll think that him questioning the origins of Obama vis-a-vis... Okay?
Yeah.
What was I saying?
You're talking about...
the birther, yes. I think they'll think that's a feather in his hat.
Yeah, they will, Miss Ernie. They'll think that's fantastic.
All right. I mean, if they think that's a feather in his cap, wasting all that GD time about where Obama was born, I mean, some people are going to look back on this and they're going to feel really stupid, or maybe not.
No. Don't ever think they'll feel stupid. No, they'll think they got suckered into it or something like that.
Yeah. All right, folks, I'm going to bring on the show right now, and very, very happy to have her as well as Bobby Dooley. Bobby is at the Western Estates Homeowners Association gym right now, and they have just wrapped up, I think, which was supposed to be a short meeting, Bobby, but I understand you had a pretty long meeting there of your Voter Action Coalition.
Are we on, right?
Yes, dear, you're on.
Oh, hi, Phil. Yes, everyone, hello.
Yeah, Bobby, how you doing?
I'm fine. Yes, we did just wrap up our Voter Coalition meeting. The Voter Action Coalition of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, because of...
I've got him right here.
I can read it, Steve. I'll do it myself. Because...
God.
Would you sit down over there, please? Because you're bugging me today.
God damn.
I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley, is there...
No, there's nothing wrong. Steve sometimes is leaning on me and hanging off of me, and it just gives me the creeps some days, you know?
All I wanted to do...
I know what you wanted to do, honey. Sit down in the corner, all right? Have your juice box. Do you have your juice box?
Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
Excuse me?
Your husband has his little juice box, huh?
That's right. He likes the juice box, all right?
All right, let's not get bogged down.
God.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say.
You know, Bobby, don't push this.
Ladies, I'm not going to stand for this.
Well, my husband drinks a juice box. Oh, my God. So you think I was talking...
All right, let's just not go there, okay?
Look, she said juice box.
Holy shit. Are you trying to tell me...
Goodbye.
What's wrong?
Margaret, what is wrong with you?
What did I do?
You made a big thing about the juice box.
Yeah, Margaret, you're all about, the juice box.
Well, it was quite obviously vulgar.
No, it was not vulgar. The guy was sitting in a corner drinking out of a juice box.
God damn, man.
Well, I don't put anything past her.
Better get her back on the phone.
You get her back on the phone.
I didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, but you got the phone.
You know, Margaret, I mean, even I, you know...
Well, you were all thinking the same thing.
Frankly, no, I was not. I thought she was talking about a box of juice.
Yeah, right.
Well, come on, Phil.
No, get out of here. You know, there are days, there are not a lot of them, but there are days when my mind isn't totally in the sewer and it isn't totally just immersed in the... Bobby?
I am really outraged.
All right, Bobby, please.
No, I came on this program We have a voter action coalition. We are trying to prop up the rights of women and the stature of women in the political process. Donald Trump is doing his level best to destroy that. And when I said my husband was over in the corner with a juice box sucking on it, you immediately went to the filth.
I'm sorry. I have to tell you, though.
I'm very surprised.
Well, Phil, yeah, I've already talked to him, Bobby.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I did not take this where you said it went.
Are you arguing with me? Oh, my God.
My wife.
What the fuck? Will you guys just shut up?
You're telling me?
Yes, I am. Shut up. I didn't start this. You did, Margaret. And you too, General.
All I said...
No, I know what you said.
Talk about sucking on a juice box.
I didn't say sucking on a juice box. I said...
Get her back on the phone.
You're going to yell at me and everything.
All right, I'll do it. Dial the number. Bobby, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very... I'm sorry. I simply wanted to say it was not initiated by me. It was not initiated by me, okay? I'm sorry. And I will take full responsibility, but I feel it only fair that, you know, that I not take the...
Okay, so I don't want to hear anything more about it.
All right, fine. Bobby, we're talking with Bobby Dooley, the Voter Action Coalition.
Yes, the Voter Action Coalition. What?
Hello.
Here. Here's a juice box. This is mine. Take my juice box, all right, and fuck on it. Fuck all of you.
What do you want me to do?
Phil, you've got to admit.
No, I don't have to admit anything. I don't have to admit anything.
Come, so you're all like...
All right. You know, let's go to a break and...
Look, to the extent it's my fault, I apologize.
Look, but...
No. I apologize, but I think Miss Brady...
Don't point your finger on me.
I will point my finger on you because you're the one who brought up a juice box.
Yeah, you sort of did, Margaret.
Well,
I guess I can't blame Bud for...
I did all I could not to laugh. Hello? Yeah, look, Miss Dooley. Yeah. I'm sorry I laughed. I'm sorry I laughed.
Let me have... Bobby? Yeah, Yeah, right. Thank you. Bobby?
Yes, all right. Can we move on from this, please? My husband's enjoying a juice box.
Fine, he's got a box of juice. What flavor is it?
What flavor is your juice box?
Cherry.
Yeah, he's sucking on a box of cherry. What was that?
Nothing at all, nothing. We've got an air conditioning.
All right. You have air conditioning?
Yeah, the vent makes a noise.
All right. So, the Voter Action Coalition voted... Steve, you've got a juice box in your mouth. You're leaning backwards with that thing sitting right on your face. What was that?
Oh, nothing.
I know. I'm trying to relax.
My husband's leaning back, relaxing with a juice box on his face. Honey, suck it. Suck it, okay? I keep hearing things, Phil.
No, you know what it is? We've got a problem with the air conditioning.
Bobby, honey, this is Margaret. There's a little problem with the room echoes.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the Voter Action Coalition of Western States Homeowners Association, which is just go ahead and suck it dry, honey. I'll give you another one of mine, yeah. What in the hell?
What? I'm sorry, you are... Oh, the general has a cough.
Yeah, that's it. I've got a cough. Yeah, I've got a cough.
All right, I hope you're better, General. The Voter Action Coalition... Oh, you know what? We ran out of time. I got to get out of here. All right, let's... here's my juice box, honey, and you...
Okay,
Did I tell you?
Fine.
Well, in case anyone's interested, and I don't imagine that you are, nor would I be, they are apparently... This is the statement we got from them. This is the statement from the Voter Action Coalition there at Western States. I like Ted Cruz, but Steve says he doesn't sound masculine. That leaves Rand Paul, but he's a hayseed, so we may go GOP.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
All right. Coming up, we do have Father James McQuarters. We've got a phone call to take on the Bobby Dooley segment. We'll get back to all of that when we come back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Margaret Gray here for our Friday night chat. We had a great Friday night chat on Friday night. Were you a part of our Friday night chat? Well, if you weren't, that's because you're not a BSP. Or if you were a BSP, you didn't care. But guess what? On Friday night, we are putting together the HendryCon. That's right, a HendryCon. And it should be happening in the spring. We'll give you more details. This organized the thought process and the mixing up of ideas from our own Backstage Pass members. Phil?
Well, that's right, Margaret. A HendryCon, a party in a party city to be named, might be happening this spring. We got a lot of great ideas from our BSPs. Be a part of our BSP chat on Friday nights because we get into it. We come up with some good ideas, and we're getting to know each other, and it's all real sexy, and it's wonderful, and there are juice boxes. I'm kidding.
God damn you.
And I'm joking.
Is that what the juice boxes call in? They're
watch it. Oh,
Caroline. What the hell is this? Is this the... Oh, this is the Beach Boy, right?
It's not just one Beach Boy. It's,
the Beach Boys.
Phil Henry Show, this Beach Boy's from Pet Sounds. All right. Yeah. Bud, why don't you ask the question that you asked over the weekend, actually. Bud asked this question. I thought it was interesting. What was it?
What?
What was the question you asked?
Yeah, about Bruce Jenner. I said Bruce Jenner... Well, no, I didn't say it. I tweeted it.
Yeah, you tweeted it.
I said, technically, Bruce Jenner is dead. Technically.
What?
Yes, technically, Bruce Jenner is dead, if you think about it.
On the line with us.
Well, no.
Hold on, bud.
I think that's ridiculous.
Hold on. Technically, Bruce Jenner is dead.
Well, wait a minute. Let's get Father James McQuarters on from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. Father, how are you?
Good morning and good evening or good day to you, Phil. This is Father McQuarters. I'm doing fine.
What do you think of that statement?
Well, I tell you, it's coming from Dittman. I think it's an interesting statement. I say coming from Dittman, it's an interesting statement. It's not that I don't think Bud Dittman is a smart man. It's not that I don't think that Bud Dittman is an unintelligent man. It's just that it's a rather deep question. It goes to the question of who are we, and what are we, and why are we, you know, and all of these questions. But I think that sometimes all these questions are not answered.
Well, Father, this is a general show. What do you think constitutes being?
Well, certainly I think the thing that constitutes man and constitutes being more than anything else is the fact that man has been imbued with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God and only God can motivate and locomotate mankind. It is that, with the grace of God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, as we like to call it, it gives man his purpose and gives man his reason for being and gives him the life spark. Ah, yes, the life spark that lights up the light and the lamp unto my feet. So that you don't go through life like a stumble bum and you have reasons to live. And that's why I feel that more than anything else, the spark of God.
Father, how does the spark of God, to go along with Bud's thinking, how would the spark of God be extinguished through a sex change?
Well, that's just it. I don't think it has been. I don't think it has been, and I don't think that it could be. I can point to the case of Father Staley, who's sitting with me right now. Now, he never had a sex change operation, but he thought about it. And
Father Staley thought about a sex change.
Yeah, is that right, Father Staley? He's going to go to sleep in a minute. I thought about having a sex change about 5 years ago, but it was because, to be perfectly honest with you, he'd been heavy into not only drinking, but he'd begun using drugs. And it was that time I thought that perhaps he needed to go on retreat and try to reacquaint himself with the Spirit of God. He said he'd been sitting and watching Mike Douglas too long, looking at reruns, you know, of Oprah, and started thinking about, am I a man or not? And I thought to myself, what kind of an idiot are you? And so, what did you say then, Father Staley? Turned out the guy had a drinking problem. So, did he lose his spark of life at that time? No, of course he did not.
Yes, but Father McQuarters, let's forget about Father Staley here for a moment. If Bruce Jenner is no more, where is he?
Well, that's just it. I don't think Bruce Jenner has ceased to exist. I think that Bruce Jenner is still alive. very much within the soul and within the spirit and under the corpulence there of Caitlyn Jenner. You see, if a man were to lose his arm or his leg, because just the other night I saw Creation of the Humanoids, and I get most of my inspiration on man's origins and man's being and man's spirit from Creation of the Humanoids. At the very end of that film...
Say that again?
I get most of my belief in man and most of my philosophy on man, not from the Bible, but from Creation of the Humanoids. It's a wonderful film. It's a wonderful film, Phil. You should watch it. At the very end, the doctor says, because a man loses his arm or loses a limb from an amputation, does that mean he's lost that much of his soul? What would you say there, General Shaw?
Well, I say no, of course not.
Exactly. And no man doesn't lose his soul because he loses his arm or loses his leg or loses his, you know, loses his thing, you know?
Yeah, loses his Johnson.
You're a real scumbag, you know that?
All right. So hence it is with Caitlyn Jenner.
That while Caitlyn Jenner changed her, his, its name from Bruce, her, his, it is still very much alive. And him, it, her, is a child of God. And certainly we would welcome him, it, her, him, it, when I...
Hear her?
Her!
Yes, I'd welcome her into our mass, the Catholic mass, or Sea of Communion, and all that other horseshit.
Well, you call it horseshit. Would you hear him, hers...
I would say her, I would hear her confession, because I don't want to hear his confession, because there's too much there. But her confession just started whatever it was, 2 months ago.
Well, there you go. So she's brand new.
Yes, she's brand new, but also is there with she. I don't know. You know what I have to do? I've got to break out my exorcism booklet, because we've got another one in the back there, and it says what to do when someone comes to you. And it's a real poo-poo, you know, a whole lot of rhymes and prayers that I've got to learn. But there's something there there's something there for everyone. Frankly, I haven't asked His Holiness. If I were to ask His Holiness, if I could get him on the phone for 5 seconds, I'm sorry.
My goodness, Father.
Well, he's very busy. I would ask him, I'd say, what do you want me to do here with the Caitlyn and Bruce Jenner thing? He'd probably say, you know what, Father? Father McQuarters, you've done well enough by yourself. You've done well enough by God and with the help and the grace of Jesus Christ and our Lord. I think you're doing a fine, fine job. And you head on, brother. You head on. Better you than me. That's what he'd say.
All right. Well, I would have to take from what you're saying that Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, it's all the same soul.
It's all the same soul, but brand spanking new sins. You know, I'm screwing around.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, don't worry about it, Dittman. You're not Catholic anyway.
Yeah, Dittman, you're a Presbyterian.
Yeah, you're Baptist.
So?
Let me bless all of you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In only Patris, Spirit, Spiritus Sancti, Amen.
Dominus Vobiscum.
I say that. Dominus Vobiscum.
Ecum Spiri 220.
All right.
What? Never mind.
All right. Thank you, Phil, and have a very pleasant whatever.
All right. Father James McQuarters.
I don't hear an answer there.
Well, I think he hedged his bets, if you'll pardon me for saying. He didn't really want to say, because I don't know that they're too clear in this, are they?
Yes, they're clear on this, okay? I mean, it's not, we could not complete your iTunes request. The network connection was reset. Oh, okay. Yes, I think that he is, what? Yeah, I think the Catholic Church has a very definite position on these things, and I think that it's,
Yeah, what is it?
I have no idea. But then again, I don't have to worry about that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, if you went to, let's say you went to confession or to reconciliation, Phil, and you'd had a sex change, would you report it?
What do you mean, would I report it?
Yeah, you gotta report it.
Yeah, I'd say I probably would, yeah.
Uh-huh, so it is a sin.
No. I would just say to the priest, Father, I'm no longer a woman. I mean, I'm no longer a man.
You're no longer a man, and you'd have that voice, and he'd probably say, you're bullshitting me right now. The world-famous Phil... I'm joking, Phil. Come on, Phil. Phil's gotten up and left.
No, I haven't.
Okay. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray. Woo!
You screwed it up, too.